Would you ever want to remove your A-plus content? My name is Stephen Pope. I'm the founder of My Amazon Guy, and we have an item here that is the number one bestseller in omega acids, and it actually does not have A-plus content. It doesn't even have bullet points, believe it or not, right? You can scroll down the listing. Product description just says Vitamix gummies, right? Like, there is no content on here. So first of all, why would they do that? Here is my speculation. If you go down to any sort of BSR tracking chart, and I'm using the Helium 10 one right here, in here you can see anytime the BSR, the blue line right here, goes blank, that is typically either a stockout or a listing yank. And in the case here, I'm going to guess most of these are going to be yanks. This one right here and this one right here could have been a stockout because they had some price hikes. You can kind of ascertain a little bit. But most likely, they've had some yanks. And if we zone in, there are multiple blank spots. So right here in 2021, there's another one in late 2022. And so what probably happened is the seller is like, man, we're doing well. We've got a top 7,000 BSR, but we get yanked and they go down for a couple days. Why don't we just remove all of the content that Amazon is concerned about, right? They're still the number one without the content. So do they really need it? The thing about SEO and all the BSR rankings is that once you have it, it's very easy to maintain it. And you just are trying to, and in a category like hemp, which is on the scummier side of seller practices, right? Supplements, they do a lot of more black hat tactics in this category. Hemp, even more so. And it's because it's a new category with the type of sellers who are more likely to go out of their way to take some protective actions. Why? Because they have to. They're in a category where Amazon randomly yanks them. And so there's a lot of techniques that are used that I would qualify as black hat. Now, sometimes these things can come back and bite you, right? So if we click on this, they still have their brand store up. They probably still have brand registry. I don't think they got, you know, their brand registry yanked. Because even with the brand registry yank, we typically see A-plus content persist. We see the brand store persist. You just no longer can edit it. And so if you ever file a trademark and the USPTO rejects it, you'll still have access, or the things that you've previously published will still be published, but you just want to be able to edit them. So this is a case example of when I might consider removing my content. It's when I'm already a bestseller. I'm in the top 10,000 BSR. I have a long history, maybe a year or longer of history, and I'm in a category that frequently sees yanks. So supplements, topicals, and hemp especially. So here we have multiple BSR blanks. Very likely this is getting yanked once every 4, 6, 12 months. And they said, you know what? We'd rather lose 5% of our sales by not having that SEO juice just so that we never go down. I could totally make the business case to make that happen. I mean, for crying out loud, they've got 4,000 reviews. Most likely the way a hemp product gets on the map to begin with is they go dirt cheap, $20 right here. You can see they sell it for $30 today. They give away a bunch of free product offline, send out to an email to their email list. They get buzzed. They show up in the top 10,000 BSR, and after that, they stabilize. And that's exactly what we see here in this BSR chart, very common ranking strategy, especially in supplements, especially in hemp. So that's when I would not have an A-plus content, maybe even not even product description or bullet points. Very unusual. It's not very often you would see something like this. And I had a customer ask me, they're like, man, how's this guy beating me? That's my speculation. So let me know what you think in the comments section. I have other videos where I post my speculation about why sellers are doing things. Might check these things out next.